Starting November 16, Bixi will be offering 500 more snow-ready bikes in another 50 stations for this winter season. The winter operations will also expand to several more boroughs like Verdun, Côte-des-Neiges, Notre-Dame-des-Grâces, and Outremont. Bixi's general manager Christine Vermette said that the expansion is in response to public demand and proof of effective winter cycling infrastructure. This follows last year's successful pilot project that tested out winter operations. It attracted about 93,000 riders who made nearly 1 million trips around the city. Bixi reported that over half of the riders tried winter cycling for the first time and most are interested in biking in cold weather again. The Bixi Winter Network will be focused on areas near snow-cleared bike paths as well as the metro stations along the orange and green lines. A national Muslim advocacy group expressed their disappointment with the City of Montreal's decision to take down the welcome sign in the lobby of the City Hall. The sign shows a pencil sketch of a woman wearing a hijab and standing between two men. It sparked major controversy among secular and women's rights groups. Many have called for the removal of the sign, saying it caused discomfort for the public. On a talk show that aired on Sunday night, Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante announced that the sign will be replaced for the sake of secularism. Stephen Brown, the chief executive of National Council of Canadian Muslims, stated that the poster represents Montrealers, and that anybody who goes outside and walks around Montreal will see a diversity of people. He also said that the use of secularism as a justification sets a dangerous precedent for the city. Plante further explained that the sign is part of a rotating exhibit and that it would still have been replaced eventually. On Thursday, October 31st, a school in St. Michel went into lockdown after a reported sighting of a possibly armed man. Police later announced that the incident was a false alarm and that it was likely a Halloween trick-or-treater in a costume. At around 9 a.m., the police responded to a 911 call locating this person on Villeray Street near Shaughnessy Boulevard in the St. Michel District. However, the caller did not provide a description of the type of weapon the individual might have been carrying. The school immediately went into lockdown. Students told the Gazette that they gathered in the back of the classrooms, hid under tables, and turned off the lights. They waited for 3 hours until the cops cleared the area. Parents received 2 updates during the lockdown. The first notified them of a possible threat and that the police were investigating. The second was sent out less than an hour later, confirming that there was no longer any threat. Classes resumed in the afternoon. For more, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
For CJLO 1690 AM, it is Monday, November 4th. I'm Maxwell. It's REVC. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm supplicating at the altar of REVC. I wasn't here last week because I just had too much work. I've got a lot of work this week too, and I'm still exhausted. But c'est la vie. We've got a ton of crazy new music that is so good. Newborn at Midnight, new LCD, new Mount Eerie, new Godspeed. What? It's Christmas in November. Oh my god, I'm already seeing so many Christmas things and we just got done with Halloween. It's not even, well, actually Canadian Thanksgiving happened, so I'm sorry. But unfortunately, you guys know I was obsessed with Off the Wall this summer. Quincy Jones died this morning at the ripe young age of 91. And so we're going to enjoy one of my favorite songs off that thing, Get on the Floor, and then some further indulgence with some Steely Dan. I'm sorry, I know I played Bob Dylan the last 3 weeks, so I'm going to give you a break with Steely Dan. And yeah, we've kind of got like an action-packed episode, so I don't think there's a single thing you're going to want to miss today on REVC. We'll be right back.
Darkness, I know what Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, or you're cruising the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. You just heard Some Indulgences. Don't Take Me Alive, Steely Dan. Before that, Get on the Floor, Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, Quincy Jones, once again. I believe the father to Rashida Jones. Insane. And then she's married to Ezra Koenig of whatever. We're going to keep it rolling. There's this amazing new cover of Snow is Falling in Manhattan by Dina Britta and Sonic Boom. They're putting out a Christmas album, as I brought up. So we're going to listen to that. But first, some Nilsson. Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. My clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you
in Manhattan, in a slow diagonal fashion on the Sabbath as it happens. Snow is falling in Manhattan. If it looks like it might be about the good caretaker springs to action, salts the stoop and scoops the cat in, tests an icy patch for traction. Snow, 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 snow. Levels rising on the island, shows no sign of soon subsiding. Drifting deeply down in Brooklyn, so much joy in merely looking. Inside he's got a fire crackling, and on the couch beneath an afghan lies an old friend he just took in, seeking shelter from the cold wind. Snow, 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 snow. It's coming down in smithereens on Staten Island, Bronx, and Queens. It's blanketing the city streets, and the streets funny are fast asleep. Songs fill little rooms in time, and house within the song's design. Snow. Is the ghost the host has left behind? Snow. To greet and sweep the guest inside, stoke the fire and sing his line. Like snow, 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 snow.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on that magical AM tuner. Or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. This is REVC. You just heard Hold My Hand. Wait, let me get the full title. Hold My Hand Up by Red Snapper. New Red Snapper. Always exciting. Synth pioneers of the 70s. They're still going. Before that, Snow is Falling in Manhattan, the new cover by Dean and Britta and Sonic Boom. That guy just keeps getting himself attached to great projects, like that Panda Bear project from like 2 years ago. That thing was really, really good. If I could curse, I would call it out as something really, really good. Really dang good. How you like that? Uh-huh. Well, we're going to keep the electronic music going. There's the new LCD sound system. I cannot wait for what that whole album is going to look like. And then, Newborn at Midnight. You guys know we got to play some Avery, some Born at Midnight. It's new, it's out, and I missed it the other week. So, let's go.
I've got eyes that can't see inside. Disguise. I got eyes.
To me.
place I live has a name, but there's another one, older, emerging through the mist. I saw where I was as it was before we called it anything. Now we live in the wreckage of a colonizing force whose racist poison still flows. So scared of a moment of discomfort now, we turn away from the obvious. All we have is stolen.
God, that was the new Mount Erie. Emotionally traumatic. That was Non-Metaphorical Decolonization by Mount Erie. This is CJLO 1690 AM, or you're surfing the World Wide Web at CJLO.com, not .ca. We're in the United States. Before that, Green Velvet, Faith Healer. You guys know I still love that album that came out last year, The Hand That Fits the Glove. Before that, Hearts Working Overtime, Born at Midnight. Of course, the new single, Hearts Working Overtime. I believe Amory did a session here for her solo album with, I believe, Ashes to Ashes. You can find that on the website. Before that, X-Ray Eyes, the new LCD sound system. As I've said, I'm ever so excited for that thing. We're going to keep the show going and rolling into the last leg of this thing. And with some Godspeed You Black Emperor, the new album. And then after that, why don't we indulge some more in some Bowie, you know, one of my favorites, off Black Star. But first, the ads.
Head out to Mundial Montreal, a boutique event bringing the best talent and industry professionals from over 40 countries in the world. From November 19th to 22nd, come out to workshops, conferences, performances, and more. The artists performing include Mauvais, Jose Carrillo, Burnstick, and many more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mundialmontreal.com.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471. Some say bureaucrats and education is...
Thank you.
You guys know what that sound is. It's time to say goodbye. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I was Maxwell. And this was REVC. This is Leo in the Park by Frog Eyes. Of course, our outro song. Just in case you guys are diehard for my outro song. Before that, Tis a Pity She Was a Whore. David Bowie. I don't get many chances to say that word. But it's a proper noun, so I get to. Before that, non-metaphorical decolonization. No, I'm wrong. It was Great Rebel Green Shoots off the new Godspeed You Black Emperor. Titled, the album, no title as of 13th February 2024, 28,340 dead. I'd recommend you guys listen to the whole album. And think for a second, huh? Just think for a second. Alright, that's it for me today. Have a good rest of your week, and I'll be with you next week.